I'm Kyle Smith. I'm the creator of Blackmouth, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Kyle J. Smith about Blackmouth and his plans for Toronto Comic Con 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Toronto Comic Con is a spectacular three-day sci-fi, horror, anime, gaming, and comic book event in Canada that attracts thousands of people to come to the Metro Toronto Convention Center. Kyle J. Smith is a visual artist and content creator from Toronto, specializing in graphic design, video production, and storytelling. For the better part of a decade, he's worked extensively in Canada's entertainment industry on a multitude of projects that include commercials, music videos, episodic television, short films, feature films, documentaries, product branding, and comic books. Kyle is currently writing the story of Blackmouth with illustrator Katie Sawatsky. So without further ado, here's my chat with Kyle J. Smith about Blackmouth and his plans for Toronto Comic Con 2024.
So Kyle Smith, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. Before I get started with all the questions, I'd like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
I gotta think back. I can't let me try and think back. I feel like it was either like Spider-Man or X-Men, one of those two. Like, I can't really remember exactly what the first comic I read was, because I was young. I was probably like, my dad started buying me comics when I was really young, probably like 3, 4, something like that. But I always remember like the Jim Lee X-Men. That's like kind of like the farthest back I can kind of like vividly remember, and the Todd McFarlane Spider-Man, like that kind of era of stuff.
Well, that's great stuff to start reading when you're getting into comics. That's tremendous. But I'm wondering, who or what inspires you to create today?
I don't know. I guess like in terms of comics, just my favorite writers and artists are the people who, you know, naturally I get inspiration from. Also, I tend to watch a lot of film and I pay attention to screenwriters and directors. So I would say like favorite directors. I'm a big Alex Garland fan. He's the writer director of Ex Machina and Annihilation. He hasn't done a ton of stuff, but he's a brilliant writer. I love his stuff. And in terms of comic creators, I don't read as many comics as I used to. So I don't think I'm actually like really up to date with who's doing a lot of stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of Tom King, big fan of Becky Cloonan, big fan of John Hickman, people like that. I'm trying to think who else. I guess those ones right now.
Well, that's great. That's a lot of good people to inspire you. That's for sure. That's for sure. We're talking today because you're going to be tabling at Toronto Comic Con 2024. What is it about conventions that you like the most?
I always enjoy seeing friends. Like, that's always nice. Like, all the people in the community who I've gotten to know over the years, you know, everyone's just there together having a good time. Like, kind of, you know, we're all kind of doing the same thing, aiming for the same thing. So yeah, I think the community part of it is the part I like the most.
Cool. Yeah, that's always a good thing when you're rubbing elbows with other folks of similar ilk who share your concerns.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's always a good thing. Yeah, for sure. Do you have any favorite convention or festival moments from the past that really stand out?
It's always a blur. There's always like parties and things are always happening all the time. And then you go after the show and you drink and hang out with people and do it all over again the next day. So it's all kind of a blur. I'm trying to think of like a specific memory. Nothing really comes to mind, to be honest.
That's cool. That's okay. When you're at the table at the con, what will you have that you'll be showcasing for Toronto Comic Con 2024?
This year, the goal is to kind of promote the book I'm working on with Katie Sawatsky, which is called Blackmouth. we're going to have like a preview issue there, and we're going to have some prints. We're going to have a new print. So mainly Black Mouse stuff. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. Do you have any other projects on the go?
Yeah, I'm working on a few different pitches right now. I'm always working on my webcomic, which is called Wander. It's kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons, Dark Souls inspired fantasy story. Yeah, in the world of comics, that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Super. Okay. What is your go-to tool for creating art these days?
Most of the art I do tends to be digital now, just because it's convenient and much faster and less expensive. A lot of what I do, actually, like the majority of anything I do art-wise, is on an iPad. And I use various software like Procreate or Clip Studio or Photoshop. Just kind of depends on what project I'm working on or what it is I'm doing.
Right. Well, as a professional, you're bound to get questions at Toronto Comic Con. So let's imagine that someone comes up to your table and they are asking for advice. They're making their first comic book. What piece of advice would you give to that person?
Yeah, I mean, people do ask that question all the time. And I would just say, just do it. Just make one comic book. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just do it. Just make a comic book and put it together as best you can from start to finish and figure it out as you go. And even if it's not the greatest thing in the world, when it's done, you're still going to have learned something by putting yourself through that process. And then you do it again and you get better and better each and every time you do it. So I think the most important thing that you can do if you want to start making comics is start making comics.
That's good advice. So with everything you've got on the go, I'm wondering, where do you recommend people go online to find out about your current and your future projects?
My online portfolio is storyandcolor.com. Yeah, I need to update my website, actually. That's something on my list of things to do in the next month. But all of my work is generally up there.
Thanks to Kyle for the chat. You can discover more about Kyle online at storyandcolor.com and on Instagram at KJScomics. You can discover more about Blackmouth online at wandercomic.art/blackmouthpreview. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And remember to check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. Remember, you can always follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. And you can send any and all questions, feedback, whatever you want, to John@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.